Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, November 28th, 2022. How's it going?
Quite well. Well, I would say quite good, but quite well. How are you, Matt, man?
Quite good.
That's good. I think I'd let you have quite good.
It is quite good.
Yeah.
I'm all hopped up on this Monster Energy drink here.
You sure that's what that is?
I think so.
Oh, did it come with a sticker for the back window?
I didn't open it in the dark on a van.
What is
America?
Nah, it was dark on a van. In a van.
3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the dark in a van.
Alright, am I?
Sitting there with a girl named Beth and so.
What, no girls on the van? Nope.
Happy Monday. It can be Happy Monday.
Yeah. I think it's real Happy Monday.
Oh, it's Wednesday Eve.
I ain't seen y'all since Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't FaceTime or anything.
No.
He didn't.
Not the chat was pretty quiet. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
Just me and you. Me and you talking in a group of four. That would be like being in, like at a, you know, you're having dinner with four people. And two of you are talking the whole time. And the other two are over there. Coming up with trivia questions. And the other one is... shopping for a Christmas tree. There's another one driving the same direction over and over again.
Yep.
That's about right, ain't it?
You'd have legal counsel chime in occasionally.
Yeah.
But never did we just text each other. It was always in that group.
That's how it goes when you're in a group. You never just text directly, always in the group.
You want proof of my reactions to your text, fat boy, so everybody else will see it. Because you caught me off guard one time because I did think we were in a singularity text.
Well, I might have to go back and look.
Yeah, you can't unsend them now in a group text. Yeah. You can unsend texts with the new iOS update, but you can't unsend them to a group.
Well, when everybody was active at a certain point, Saturday afternoon, about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody's real active. I was driving up a mountain and I couldn't. Here, I didn't have signals.
So
I
got on a motorcycle.
No, I was in my car.
Mm. Motorcycle. We almost fell off the mountain on that one.
Yeah, I almost fell off a mountain a few months ago. Yeah, different car, different mountain.
Was it the picture of the turkey with the big schlong?
Yes. I think Jug gave that a ha ha hold down.
Oh, man, this is what your mom said? I was crying for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, the turkey neck looking like that. It reminds me of that video where the kid pulls it out of the turkey and says, "What's this?" And his dad says, "That's his blank." And the kid throws it and runs away screaming.
Dang it, man.
That's what it looks like.
That's
what it does.
I love that video. Oh, I didn't even think about that video for Thanksgiving. It's a staple.
When you said that's what your mom called her, I was laughing for a good 10 minutes because I could hear her in my head saying that name.
What, is it something bad?
No.
What, where did it say it? Okay.
She was talking about, you said she was talking about Hoda Kotb.
Yeah.
It's called her Honda. Dude, I think it's a bit with my mom now. She'll say one letter in the person's name wrong. Like Tyler Swift. Well, not Tyler Swift. She wouldn't do that.
Tyler Swift.
Jay Leno. I would say that too.
Jay Leno.
Did you hear about that? Oh, hell, Beckham.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell, Beckham.
Dang it. She wouldn't say that either.
Eats crisps.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing where I did, just as I said, I slept right until about halfway through to the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Okay, yeah.
I know everybody's over Thanksgiving, but we haven't seen each other since. And I woke up, and one of the first little acts that I saw was Sean Paul. And he was,
what? I forgot he was on that.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the, I got the right tempo. And they flash over to Hoda Kotb and the other girl. I can't remember her name. They change them in and out with her. Mm-hmm. It's like
Honda.
No, yeah, Honda. Okay. But whoever Honda. The girl she's with.
Toyota phone.
The show. Yeah. Her name looks like it's like Hoda Kotb. It doesn't look pronounceable.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Hoda. I was like, Mama used to sell that stuff. You should know how to say it. Used to sell Hoda and Stanley and Avon and all that crap.
That's that rap Jay-Z. He's Hoda.
So we go to Thanksgiving, and I'm showing the video, you know, to people that, so he's performing on the float, and they flash over to Hoda and the other girl. And Hoda's doing, like, the Snoop Dogg with the two hands, like you're pushing the air down. And then the other girl realizes they're on camera, and she starts quickly doing as much, like, let's call it street dancing, as possible. She's doing this.
Pop and lock.
Yeah, this, like she's running in to scare somebody kind of thing. And so I was showing it there. Even like my nephews, everybody's laughing. They want to see it. And then, y'all laughing at him. Just assuming that it's something she did.
Yeah.
And I saw her shoulder. She's like, oh, who is that one guy? I know Honda Kotb, but who's the other one? I'm like, I don't know me either.
It's Jenna.
Is that? No, it wasn't Jenna Bush.
Man.
I would have been thinking about her not wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember years ago, Sean Paul's bus in the parking lot, and then we parked near it, and all the weed that smelled like was on there?
Yeah, but where was that at?
It was up here in the corner.
Okay.
Yep. He was here. Not for our station.
No.
No, of course not.
No.
He was high as
we
balls.
Did interview Ludacris that time while he walked around Toys R Us in Atlanta. It tells you how long ago it was.
I'm surprised he didn't get shot.
He was in real Toys R Us, not Toys R Us inside another store. And he was walking around and shopping for his kids for Christmas as we interviewed him. Because that was Luda. I don't care if it was rock and roll or whatever or anything. It was like, he's now a major motion picture actor.
Hell yeah.
Did he win the Oscar?
I think it's close.
Yeah.
I'm sure he won a Byron Allen Award that was on this past weekend.
Oh, the Grillos?
That's what it was.
Let's see. Here's one where there's Savannah Guthrie doing awkward dancing with Honda.
Oh, it did really?
Yeah. But this is, I think, from the day before. I don't know. There's an ad on.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
I love when I, like, notice little things and then notice that the world noticed that, too. It goes viral. I'm like, oh, I saw that, too. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
We all saw it together.
Oh, the awkwardness.
I saw the end of the parade, I think. I turned it on. I was looking for something to watch.
It's the tradition that now I watch it as a dickhead. I'm watching for the float to start before the person realizes to grab that clear bar.
Oh, it's awful.
Get to see that happen a little bit, the awful lip syncing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot who it was, but the float started going before she was ready, and she's all stumbling around.
It happens every year. I think they do it as like, there's probably a DraftKings. Which float's going to take off early this year? Win $25,000. Oh, God.
Or if they get away and they're flying a different direction.
Oh, yeah. Like the wind gusts. Is it going to pick up the thing? And then I'm watching all the bands perform. And like, oh, man. Some of the bands don't perform up to what their standards should be, I think. By their prominence of their name and stuff.
Now, do the bands actually, the marching bands in the parade actually play? Or do they not play either?
I think it sounds like it.
Yeah, I can't tell. I just assume nobody there does anything live.
It'd be hard to do to sit there. And, I mean, the horn players could, that'd be real easy. Mm-hmm.
There's a local parade for Christmas. That it's a small town, but it gets so packed because everybody wants to be in it.
Yeah.
And they back it up, and the horses go so slow, and they eventually just start crapping all over the road.
That's what horses do.
All the way, yeah. It's so much crap.
Do they have, like, big industrial-sized Roombas following them around?
No, but it's instantly stinky. It's terrible.
Mine are instantly stinky too. But it don't take a while.
No poo smells. I mean, good.
It's pretty instant when it. You know.
This is Shriners should be driving around tiny cars sucking up the poo.
Oh, we should.
Oh god.
Little ride on Rupert's now.
Oops, caught a horsetail.
You're like sliding your whiplash.
Yes.
There's so much in the road.
Whiplash LaRue. Holy crap.
That's Corporal Cajun to you.
I ain't laughed this much. Laughed this much since I watched Sean Paul and Honda. I sit there by myself, laughing my ass off.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, meanwhile, thinking, "Oh, it's Thanksgiving. You're by yourself." Let's get this out of the way, Fat Boy. Let's talk about last night.
Oof.
How was dinner at Mar-a-Lago?
Oh God, you know what happened last night? You don't tell anybody. Top secret.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I'm behind.
We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, okay.
If Kanye West showed up to your house for dinner, would you let him in? Oh, my God.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so we handled Thanksgiving. Did everybody have a nice one, though?
That was okay.
Yeah.
About the same.
That was okay.
I didn't eat Thanksgiving, but I got to see somebody that I really wanted to see.
Okay, let's get to this. You didn't eat?
No, I didn't.
At all day?
I just had some, well, I had to drive somewhere.
You can do both.
I drove to Charleston, so I just ate like salami and cheese and visited someone
and go
back. So it was a 6-hour drive.
Salami and cheese.
That's all I had. That was my Thanksgiving.
It sucks because eventually they're going to open restaurants between Greenville and Charleston, but they haven't yet.
So stop at a Hickory Farms, guys.
No, I didn't stop anywhere. I just drove trying to get there.
Man, you remind me of the cats I rescued. I got them. I said, "What have they been eating?" And the guy said, "Buttermilk and pepperoni."
Oh, my God.
Sounds like me.
They got the nastiest cat farts.
I bet they do. That's rough.
Yeah, my grandpa ate the same. He did.
What the hell kind of meal is that? Yeah, salami and cheese.
I got one of those snack packs from the grocery store.
A Lunchable.
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, okay. Lunchable is just charcuterie to go.
That's really basically what it was. Car.
Jimmy, do you have a good one?
It was. It was a lonely day, as holidays tend to be in my life. But it's all right. It's fine. I'm not upset about it. I'm not going to tell you, "Oh, it's great." It was. It's fine. It's fine.
So you didn't make your turkey?
No, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I got to eat something.
Did you go to the evening event? Because I saw the spread for the evening event.
A potluck dinner at my favorite bar? Yes, I was there for a little bit. Not long.
Nice desserts.
Honestly, I left, went home, went to bed before everybody ate.
God.
I was there for like an hour. I'm tired. I'm going home, going to bed.
Let me make me a plate and I'll skedaddle.
Sounds like you.
I took food, left food, didn't bring any back with me. How about that?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You brought a nice dessert.
My sister worked me really good and it was fun. I should point out how.
Right, that one.
Yeah, that was odd.
I realized the moment it came out.
Yeah, you realize you sit in a room with Fat Boy.
So she was having everything at her house, but everybody agreed, "Hey, let's just get it catered," except for certain dessert little things that my mom makes and my sister does. And so in a group text, kind of like we were talking about earlier, she told me where, and it was a restaurant she knows that I really, really don't care for.
That's messed up.
And I was like, you know what?
I'm trying to think of restaurants Matt doesn't like.
I know.
You wouldn't know this one. I won't say anything further.
Okay.
Dang it.
I'll tell you off the air. I promise.
You didn't have cheese steaks for Thanksgiving.
Like, if I wrote it down.
I'm going to guess.
If I wrote it down, you won't even recognize the name. So.
Okay. No, we're food connoisseurs. Yeah, I have no clue.
Oh, okay. I was guessing this.
I'll probably tell you what town
it's
in.
I think
that's closed now.
I didn't know your. I think it is. I didn't know your opinion on that.
Oh, well, it's a.
Oh, I've never ever been
there.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but then you know she throws in, "Hey, it'll be this much for it and everything," and I was like, "All right, don't be a butthole. Just roll with it. Nobody else." Really, it was just me and her. No, there's So, I said, "Yeah, that's fine," or whatever. And then we get there, and she says, "Matthew, you want to open the catering things?" And I was like, "Oh, this is like cutting the turkey, but it's already cut." So I did, and then I realized, oh, my God. Our Thanksgiving was catered by Cracker Barrel.
Oh, dang it.
And it was heaven. The skies opened up.
Oh, yeah, that video I sent y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
They wrote on top of one, it said, sweet pot.
Yeah.
And I done a video, and I said, hey, nine, you're really missing out over here. And then I shot it up to my sister, and she's like, tear it off me.
I didn't think they were open. That's a nice spread.
Yeah, they always do for Thanksgiving.
It was smart, too, and it was great. It was fantastic.
Somebody's going to fill the void left behind by Quincy's and Ryan's.
And my sister, I didn't think to take to-go. We were talking about that, too. Like, do you take to-go boxes, even though you threw in on the money, and it's catered, but it's also, you know, it's somebody else's house? I didn't think to do that.
You take some?
All my sister had was these, you know, kind of for the same thing, but it's Chinese food containers, like with the close it at the top, the little boxes or whatever. Yeah, but it was like plastic coated inside somehow. So, but I'm walking around into my house with like eight of them tiny Chinese boxes, and I was thinking, my neighbors are probably thinking it's like Christmas Story. The only place open was a Chinese restaurant, and poor guy had to go get Chinese food.
You didn't have a neighbor yell, hey, you want to get your tongue stuck to a pole?
When they can put that damn movie out?
I see it.
It is?
Yes, I think it's on HBO.
What, Christmas Story 2?
The new one. There was a 2.
Whatever the new one is.
Christmas Story.
Yeah. It's out.
I watched that.
I had no idea it was out.
I hadn't either.
I mean, I don't really watch it, but I had no idea it was out.
Oh, I do. I want to watch it because some of the originals are in it. And I want to have flashbacks to having to watch the first one over and over and over and over.
The old Peter Billingsley.
I'm playing you saw that lady on the FOF line. I love Peter Billingsley.
Oh, man. I didn't know Julie Haggerty from Airplane plays Mrs. Parker. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Colonel Tom's mama.
I smell her rotten.
And then there's a bunch of other people I ain't never heard of it.
Well, you gotta see it.
I do. I wanna watch
it. It's now
available. I wanna watch it now. I do.
So we got a whole lot to do today. First off, we'll go through like the gamut chronologically. We'll do headlines and then we'll do sports, and then we've got to do our recap of Pigskin Picks. That will happen at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. We'll be live on video for that.
Yeah, we will.
Everybody's reactions. And then what was the other thing we'll do? I'll tell you live on the radio the name of the restaurant I don't like.
Hell yeah. That.
Again, you wouldn't know.
We'll guess the letter.
What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Live in studio at 9 a.m. Eastern today. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson will be in studio.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Just ahead of his fight.
His fight.
At fight.
Fight not.
Uh-huh. Fight not. Coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah. Just, Saturday night. He fights at Fight Night. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. We'll do a video on that, too. So keep these numbers handy. 72341. That's your TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard Michigan Data Rate Supply.
You can text the word social to that number, which is 72341. And it'll send you to all our social medias, and you can go ahead and be ready to watch the live video streams and like them and all that stuff.
Hell yeah, you'll be ready to go with us all morning long and all the time.
Will you like Fight Night?
Maybe.
Michael? Yeah. I think that's pretty much the gamut, right?
I think so, man. I think you're right.
Paige, what are you working on the plaques?
Well, we're going to find out why a Florida woman is suing Kraft over their Velveeta shells and cheese next in your Rise Guys headlines. What happened? And what's her beef with the shells and cheese?
There may not have been none in there.
All
right, we'll find out all the details of that next Your Rise Guys headline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
I mean, I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story about a consumer who feels like she's been misled. And this woman in Florida named Amanda Ramirez, she's suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups, because she believes that they lie about how long the mac and cheese really take to prepare.
What is their claim?
Well, their claim is it needs to be cooked in the microwave for less than 3.5 minutes so that the preparation steps can be completed in that time frame. But Amanda claims she bought the product several times over the past couple of months and paid a premium price of $10.99 for packs of 8.
Good God.
Because the box says the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes, but she says that's not true. It takes longer to prepare that, and it doesn't list all the steps. It doesn't mention how long it takes for her to prepare it in the class action lawsuit.
Because, the 3.5 minutes is how long you put it in the microwave. You have to do other stuff before and after.
Yeah.
Like stir it, et cetera.
This lady needs to get her noodle checked out.
You have to add water, stir it. There's things you have to do here that take longer than the 3.5 minutes advertised time.
I get all my stuff from Pastamania.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's noodles. They're really...
They're old now. They're out of date, but they're good.
They're still good. I use the water of the time, too.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. So.
This lady's crazy. What is she suing for? Like, how much?
She is suing for $5 million.
Mm-hmm. I think she's full of craft.
Because the directions, number one, remove lid and cheese sauce pouch.
Yeah.
Two.
Quotation marks.
Add water to the fill line in the cup.
Yep, you have to.
Microwave on high, uncovered. That's important. And do not drain. And then stir. So this should take 3.5 minutes. But she says, you know, you got to do all the steps and then put it in the microwave, and it takes more than 3.5 minutes.
And then dump those 8 packs into a bowl and present it as you made it.
Yeah.
Turn your power level up. I think we'll stop making food now, because people will be tired.
Well, can't grow it anymore.
They'd be tired of getting sued, like the guys with a Texas Pete, whatever it was, said they didn't really make it in Texas.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they make it in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So the idea.
North Carolina Pete, though, who's going to buy that? No offense.
No offense to Pete in North Carolina.
No,
there's probably several of you listening.
So Amanda's lawyers have filed this class action lawsuit asking for $5 million in damages. And the idea is that people are paying more for this product than other similar products that aren't making deceptive statements to the public.
Well, look.
Where's Tennessee Pride sausage made?
Now, the most misleading thing about this is Velveeta shells and cheese. Cheese is the most misleading thing on the package.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. It had to be in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Like cheese food they will put on the slices now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will. Some of them still presented as
cheese food product. Yeah.
Look, they put it on there. Oh, it's American cheese. Ain't my cheese, guys.
Ain't my cheese.
Ain't my president. Ain't my cheese.
No, it is the best on a burger.
So this is what the main problem is. It takes 3.5 minutes to cook instead of ready in 3.5 minutes. There's the problem.
Yeah. She probably sued makers of American cheese slices because, they didn't tell me to take the film off the cheese. Which, that's got to be a bitch to make. You think about that. You got to individually, and then, I mean, I know a machine does it, but good God. And then it's so cheap.
You think back in the day, there were tiny people tying the cheese paper together.
Yes, they lived in a shoe. That's why she bought 8 cups.
Yeah.
Didn't she have 8 kids, the old woman in the shoe?
Think so.
8 or 9. Well, one of them got athlete's foot.
Kraft hasn't commented about this lawsuit.
Don't go to the toe. That's where she'd send the kids if they acted up.
Yeah.
You go to the toe. No, mama. Get in the toe.
Get in the toe.
Yeah. Stu Hart's down there. He's going to stretch you good.
Velveeta's weird, man. You ever had to buy Velveeta for any reason? You just get this box. It's like a brick of cheese goo.
I'm not a fan.
And it's not refrigerated or anything. It's just full wrapped cheese goo in a box.
I like it in salsa and cheese dip made of Velveeta cheese. It's really good, but, you know, to clog your arteries.
Oh, yeah. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to get, like, the cans of chili, usually the Hormel and the Velveeta and some salsa.
That
and make
so
dip,
good.
A giant pot of dip, and I'd eat on it. All I'd eat for, like, 3 days.
Oh,
man. I had bad poots.
Were you constipated or diarrhea? Which way did it go?
As a kid, it's right in the middle.
That brick of Velveeta, though, doesn't it? It looks like old butter.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like butter set out.
Giant orange butter.
But it's so good.
I bet your butt circle looked like an onion ring in hot sauce. Probably hurt like hell.
Oh, my God.
You thought the rings of Saturn was the big
Very.
I just see little Jimmy with his chips and cheese.
Uranus got rings, too.
I was making a cross-eyed pair of Saturn jokes.
You got one eye that goes that way, the other eye that goes that way.
Oh, my goodness. God.
You ever seen him do a stare down with Robert Gibson? It's
they haven't.
No.
Dang it. You're going to get it.
I want to see a contract signing with them things.
He wrote on the table, damn it.
Again.
You know what, Lord? It's all in fun. I don't want nothing like that to happen to me. I'm diabetic. My eyes will go shot eventually.
Dang it. I realized what I've been missing over the break. I was making fun of people by myself.
It's hard to do. That's not fun.
If they had a show, they'd make fun of us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What, they don't sell razors down there? Hey, leave Paige alone.
Hell. Oh, boy. All right, so let's talk about Dude Love. And
the Mankind?
Another Mankind, right?
Curtis Jack.
If he really loved a guy, he would send him a really classy toilet, wouldn't you? If he was like your one of your besties or whatever guys call that.
I don't have that.
Well, you should.
I mean,
you just don't admit it.
Friends.
I know a man here in the upstate. I don't know him personally, but I know a guy who has done some work for him, like his custom gold toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, everybody knows the name around here.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, I didn't realize toilets could be as nice as they are until I started looking into these nice toilets that, like, rich people have. And, man, I want one.
Yeah, but if you really like this another guy and he's a friend, you would send him a nice toilet so he can poop in style. And that's how much Drake loves DJ Khaled.
I love when DJ Khaled's at a basketball game. And they show him because he'll get up and start dribbling, and he's terrible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you dribble between his legs and hit his nuts.
Do you think every time he takes a dump, the toilet says, another one. Another one.
Got two.
So he wanted to make sure that his friend poops in style, and Drake recently sent...
King Butt.
...sent four luxury Toto toilets. The features include heated seats.
That'd be nice.
A UV light cleaning system.
Yeah, this Drake has his own line of Toto toilets. How about that? Oh. That's amazing how this works out. This good thing he did for his friend also happens to be with a company that he has his own line of commodes with. Because
really?
He endorses commodes from Toto.
I would endorse the hell out of a commode.
I would too, man.
Yeah, you get your own UV light cleaning system, air deodorizer, a bidet.
Oh.
And this is the best feature, maybe. Tornado flush system.
What the hell is that?
It's probably like a trailer toilet where it just sucks it right down.
Look, some of these Drake commodes cost over $2,000 just for a toilet, right? And I've heard of toilets that cost $10,000.
Dang. Does the cover of the box have him sitting on the toilet the way he did on the side of that skyscraper up in Seattle?
I think so. Would you have a hard time, though, like, with spending that much on something you're just going to poop in?
Well, I'm not going
to. No.
Yeah, I mean,
pay the money.
It's only there for a moment, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a short time vessel.
Yeah.
It's like a holding area. It's like purgatory poop.
This one costs $4,000.
God.
It's a smart toilet.
And the bowl and the tank's a fish tank. You see him go up and down with every flush.
If it's a smart toilet, it would get grow legs and walk out of my house.
Matthew, you've hit the bidet option 15 times in a row. Please get help.
Would you like the tornado flush? Well, yeah.
Here's one that costs $7,800. Here's $20,000 toilet.
God.
Get off all the trillionaires and billionaires' ass and get on people's ass who are spending this kind of money and say, you letting people go homeless and you sitting there doo-dooing all over $20,000.
$20,000 commode.
We got to break this in half. We have to do the tornado flush now.
When I bought a new one, I didn't want to spend $300 on it. So I got one that was less than $300. Other people got $20,000 toilets.
Does it have piss ass on it?
What?
It's like Rain-X.
Oh, that'd be great.
I can't even say it without laughing.
Maybe you can put that in the back in it when you flush. It's like a little different color like when that you washes down the sides.
You go to a bathroom at certain places, and they have the drain in the middle of the floor, and you're like, y'all just come in here with a damn hose pipe at night and just spray it down, and it all just goes down that middle drain.
Pretty much.
Yeah. This toilet's remote control operated. I'm sitting on it. I don't need a remote control if I'm sitting on it, right?
No, but it'd be cool if it had a little pedal there. You'd stomp the flush. The way you used to turn your brights on in an old car.
Oh, that's great. A
heated seat and an air deodorizer.
Do you know in Thailand the toilets are in the floor? You literally got to sit on the floor to take a dump.
I thought it was that way in India as well.
I don't think you're supposed to sit on the floor. You're supposed to squat over the hole.
I'd have to sit on the floor.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe
authentic restaurant to that same way, and you had to sit on a pillow on the floor.
Yeah.
It's bad enough if you go to like an open house at an elementary school and you got to take a dump.
I had to get four garçons to come help me up on the floor.
Garçon means boy.
It's hilarious. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, how are you going to get all this into just one segment?
We got a soccer story. And it's not about the World Cup, but it's a fan that that went too far. This is very gross.
Okay.
And it went on social media. And the guy got busted for what he did, but not until after.
Okay.
And his crowd members, seat members, gave him up.
All right.
I'll tell you what he did.
His seat members. Oh, my gosh.
This is awful.
I've always called them co-seaters.
Yeah.
People are going to get banned from going to stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's eventually the thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we'll get details on that and maybe some football and other things next in your Rise Guys Sports Report.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning, everybody.
Rise, guys. P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise, Guys Morning Show.
Rise, Guys.
And now, Rise, Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
A fan gone too far. You know how seriously people take soccer and the rest of the world? Football.
Yes. Yes.
This is not World Cup related.
No.
This happened before. This is in England. Where they got the dogs. I'm going to go watch the dogs. Look at the dogs.
They lost, didn't they?
Do you want to look at the dogs? I don't know. I know the USA has to beat Iran tomorrow to advance. I think the top two in the pool advance. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I think they tied England. It was 0-0, but people were like, oh, it was dominant. The U.S. didn't let England score. But I'm like, bitch, you ain't score either.
That's true. It's a good point.
So, this was this is one of the lower tier football clubs. Fan thought he would, he'd mess with the opposing team's goalie. Some people call it a goalkeeper. I like to say goalie.
Goalie.
So, somehow, when the goalie didn't notice, maybe he was off the field for a bit. I don't know when it happened.
You're not one of those people who says netminder?
Oh, God. He heard that in forever. Netminder.
People say that, Matt. Yeah, I know you look disgusted. You should. People say netminder for goalkeeper.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
God.
But I forgot about it. Netminder.
That's the kind of internet he used to have.
You get a free CD. So the fan runs out. He switches the goalie's water bottle with something else. Let's say a bottle he filled himself.
Oh, God. No.
Yikes.
Oh, no. This is a felony. He should be a felony.
It should be.
All this is captured on video, but of course nobody knows, you know, during. So at some point the goalie grabs the bottle, takes a big swig, realizes what it is, and he's looking behind him because he's figuring somebody, you know, must have switched these out. And then that's when they kind of give the guy up.
That must have happened before, because I'm sitting here thinking, if I blind tasted a drink, you know, even at the – like, he needs a thirst quenching, right?
So
he took some down before he really, like, swirled it around a little bit.
Probably, yeah.
And then he's like, man, this water's kind of wangy.
Oh, my God.
That's the funniest part about the story is.
I'd be scared to win a football game. I hope that's Gatorade they're dumping on me.
You can't tell when it's lemon lime.
Oh, God.
Or if you're real dehydrated, the orange.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just sugar love.
The goalie went on to say, I've fallen out of love with the game.
Because of that?
Yeah.
I can see it.
He said the guy put him at risk, put his family at risk. But it's health at risk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, get you tell, like, hey, this water's not supposed to be this warm.
Oh, my God.
Here, this color. It's not supposed to smell.
Well, it's not supposed to be urine.
Yeah, but
just leave it there.
Might have been in a colored bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. But that guy would have had the same bottle, right? See, there's a picture of him switching it from the video.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
I like you, little present boy. OBJ. Odell BJ, he's visiting teams coming up. He's a highly coveted free agent receiver. Going to decide where he wants to go. He wants to play for a contender.
Hopefully he's going to drive there.
Well, yeah, he got removed from a flight in Miami because he was coming in and out of consciousness. He refused to leave the airplane when he was asked. So his lawyer says that he had been sleeping, and the incident was a result of overzealous flight attendant. I don't know, man. It's remember he had that story years ago where like, hey, what's Odell BJ smoking in the bed? Is that reefers? And that kind of went away. This is back when they were testing for it real hard.
Yeah, now they don't really care.
Yeah, they don't care now. I don't think the NBA tests for it in season. You smoke all you want.
Yeah, you can get high and make lots of money.
So kind of
be tall.
Makes you taller.
Kind of makes you wonder here, like, hey.
Yeah.
Is Odell BJ doing something? Are they going to test him now? He's about to sign with the team. They want to make sure he's good to go. This don't look good for him.
No.
I've passed out on airplanes before too, and it had nothing to do with any kind of drugs.
Just tired.
But if you're nodding and stuff, that seems like opiates to me.
Oh, oh Lord, I hope not.
I'm usually nodding and stuff. It's in and out of drifting in and out. That's usually opiate behavior.
You were just sleepy though all them days, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just sleepy. Okay. Yeah, I just sleepy. I don't mess with that stuff. I haven't had anything like that since a week after I had back surgery.
Thank God.
Yeah, I didn't like being constipated.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's not fun. Who just had the most watched NFL regular season game of the year? It was on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Giants and Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
The whole division is going to the playoffs, it looks like.
They're one of them.
But 42 million people tuned into that game. Still America's team, I guess. I mean, they always feature them on Thanksgiving, it seems.
But it was on at our dinner, but watched like one quarter of it, and then it's just on in the background.
Yeah, it's kind of hanging out. I mean, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth, side to side, back to front. Yeah. It was good.
That's how you wipe.
That's what your mom tells you.
Hey, the Gamecocks got they snuck up into the rankings. 20th in both polls. Talk about the top 25 AP in the coaches' poll. Look at you.
Wow.
Get a pretty decent bowl projection. I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, after the past 2 weeks,
yeah,
not putting them in is kind of ridiculous.
You kind of have to after the last 2 weeks.
I mean, they're 8-4. They survived 2/3 of the Orange Crush. When does that ever happen?
Since Spurrier.
You have Gamecock fans coming out of the woodwork now. After
you have Gamecock fans coming out of the woodwork, and Clemson fans putting on those Duke and UNC basketball hats.
I know, man. It's the weirdest damn thing.
Weirdest damn thing. Man, I'm Clemson football, man. I'm going to put on my Duke hat now because it's December.
I haven't.
Here's my UNC jersey because it's December. We like basketball.
I haven't mentioned that at all to you.
We got
to
get out of here.
I know. The group text.
You'll have, look, it was the first time in school history they beat two top 10 teams back to back.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people tweeting it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot impressive. Of people went and bought some hats after and took pictures real quick.
Yeah.
You talking about Clemson fans going to buy Duke and UNC basketball hats?
Dang it. I don't know why they do it.
Now, it did
cross. He can't deny it either. He has to admit it because it's damn true.
They do it.
It did cross my mind wearing something Gamecocks in here today, but I was like, you know what? That'd just be rubbing your face in it. It was going to be my underwear.
Oh, okay.
We're going on that one.
Well, besides, folks in Columbia got something to celebrate besides women's basketball now.
Oh, God bless.
Well, I'll get you both.
You just gaslighting.
I got no affiliation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to review our picks, too.
Yeah, we do.
It came down to the last game. And that game, the Clemson-Carolina game, that affected it.
Oh, but my God.
Big time.
Oh, sure my God.
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay, we'll go then.
Yeah, we're out on God bless. I it's can't okay. top that one.
Did you say God bless?
Yeah.
He prays to a fish.
Oh, you've seen the car sticker.
Yeah.
God bless.
Nobody puts a loaf on there, do they?
Uh-uh.
There was loaves and fish. It's the fish. Well, somebody puts a loaf on your car, you should sue them.
Yes, that's gross.
That happens if you go to a road game at UGA. There's somebody who put a loaf on your car.
Yeah, that's
true. That's true.
Oh, Georgia fans.
Spurs up, Pebble.
I ain't saying no more. All right. I can't.
We'll take a break and come back.
Damn you.
Why damn me?
I didn't sneeze.
Where was this at the whole time?
Right.
Where was this junk at the whole time?
Because it means – look, I will admit to that. It means more to beat y'all than it does anybody else. It does. Because it's us. It's our little in-state rivalry.
It means more to beat us in East Carolina. I don't believe that.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's like your natural first-week rival.
Yeah, see, even that. You're like Penny from Twitter. I'll read you Penny's tweet to me.
I know Penny.
You know Penny?
Penny D.
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Smack talker. I'm going to read you tweet next.
All right. Morning, everybody. I didn't see it.
Want to be part of the show? Then call the Get Weird Vape Shop studio line at 800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.